Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about twin flames and sacred contracts. For a while now, I've been doing some research on some twin flames and contracts having to do with twin flames, and I was reading that a twin flame is part of a sacred contract, that a full agreement that we made to be with them eternally, and you probably already met your twin flame, but you don't know it. And I've come to the realization that my twin flame, my true twin flame, is the one that passed away. And I think that the reason why they had to reincarnate or had to go through a death transition is to make some changes. And because once something is damaged, you can't repair it. You have to, we know for an example that we have to start over. And, you know, that's part of transformation. We all have to transform into something more pretty. Like, you know, she could have been a worm and then she transformed into a butterfly. So we just, you know, you go through those transformations. And And I can honestly say that when I was with this person, they were always there for me. There was an unconditional love that was always there. And it wasn't, we've had our ups and downs, but life is going to throw you ups and downs. And nobody's perfect, you know, and you accept your twin flame unconditionally without conditions. And if they're always there for you, then you know that they're always going to be by your side, and they're not going to leave your side. And I know that when you told me when you first met Mom that you felt a bolt of lightning go through your body. And yes, you'll have your ups and downs because that's part of life. And the dark side will try to deteriorate you from the love that you have for each other. But that love is still there. You just have to go back to a time when you felt that unconditional love with your twin flame and find that spark. And you can live with your twin flame eternally. You know, and it doesn't matter what religion you are, doesn't matter what your beliefs are, you'll still be with your twin flame. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. Is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share that, you know, like you mentioned, you know, that's something that, you know, a lot of people are looking for. And I think that's why, you know, in the past, we've had a lot of, you know, callers call in, and I'd say that about 90 to 95% of the people call, who, you know, who do call, you know, has to do with relationships. And they're, you know, looking for that special relationship that would be, you know, long-term and somebody who would show, you know, unconditional love. And I think that's what, you know, everybody's seeking, and it's very important because, you know, what is there in this life if there's no unconditional love, you know, that we're receiving, you know, not only giving out, but receiving. And I think that's very important, especially, you know, that now that we're in 2013, you know, the twin flame relationship, you know, was very strong during 2012, but I feel that its awareness is really opening up, and it's very powerful. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, and it's like what you told me, that when some people have to hit rock bottom in order for people to change. And we know that, how do we know that if they were our twin flames and they did commit suicide, how do we know that that change wasn't meant for us? So that they can come back and reincarnate and you can actually be happy with your twin flame and to share that unconditional love that was pure, that how you knew it. And it's going to be even more pure because now they've made a transformation. And I think that's what's going to happen with my twin flame, is that they're going to go through a transformation, and it's going to be so severe that it's going to change them. It's going to change their whole outlook on life spiritually. You know, because there was other contracts that they had, debts that they had to pay off first. So this will be their last life for my twin flame. So I had to think about that for a minute. And a unconditional love that is everlasting, and somebody that will always be there by your side and never leave your side. And the people who have been married the longest are the people who are twin flames, because they've never left their side. They're always there for them, and they are always there to accept them, and they never cheated on them. Maybe before they were awakened, maybe they did, but they had other contracts they had to pay and other debts that they had to pay off. So we don't know why certain things happen for a reason, but they do. And I just want to share that with everybody.
And that's wonderful. And, you know, as you were talking, it was reminding me also that, you know, animals, you know, have unconditional love that they show all the time. You know, especially a dog. You know, it'll stay right by your side no matter what you're feeling or what you're going through, even if you're not in the best of moods, but it's always giving out unconditional love.
It's always there for you.
And it's always there for you. I mean, even though you get upset or, you know, or even some people go as far as abusing, you know, the animals, but yet they still want to keep showing unconditional love for their master. And I just wanted to share that with them.
And that's what a twin flame is. It's a companion,
yeah,
that will never leave your side, just like God.
Yep.
That's why God said, I'll never forsake you. But we know that Satan will.
Yeah.
Because we know that even though he is the son of evil, he will forsake you, but in reality, he is always there also.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's inside of all of us, and he plays a part in this role that we play. So in reality, we're never alone, because God is always there, and your twin flame is always with you. So when people call and they tell me they're alone, they're really not alone.
Your
twin flame is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're dead or they're alive, their energy is always present. because everything that is present is everything that's in the now, that coexists in the now, and that's with God. Because we're all connected. So they're always present. And so that's what people have to realize.
That is so great, and you know, we thank you for sharing that with us. And the main thing is we have to remember, you know, why we're here, where we're going, you know, and you know, and a lot of it is to mainly, you know, express, you know, our gratitude and to show unconditional love.
Very true.
Are you there, Ed? Oh, okay. And how are we doing on callers tonight?
We have one caller from the 808 area. Let's go ahead and bring them on and see what their view is on that topic. 808. They're on the air.
Hello. Well, you guys answered all my questions about Twin Flame while you guys were talking. I wanted to know, how do you really know if it's your twin flame? And you pretty much said it, nailed it there. And I don't know what else to ask. Because
you know without a doubt. That's how you know.
I wanted to know, like, how do you know who your twin flame is? But you guys answered that question just a little while ago. And I don't know, is there anything that I'm missing that you guys could fill me in here? Because I was really confused about that whole situation, about the twin flame thing and the soulmate and having karmic baggage or whatever it's called that blocks, you know, the relationship from really evolving.
Okay,
and I just wondered.
What are you experiencing with your twin flame?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, it's cutting out.
I said, what have you been experiencing with your twin flame to verify that that is your twin flame?
I really think it's not, no. I mean, because whenever I was in the hardest situation, it was always trying to look for a way out. He hasn't been that very faithful to me. I mean, when I met him, I felt like I knew him. I felt like he was an angel. Like we were going to meet again in another lifetime, but time changed that feeling. And now I'm feeling something different. And I'm trying to understand that.
Well, despite your ups and downs, if you were to look past all that, because we're always going to go through, trials and tribulations. That's part of life. If you look past all that and you're with your twin flame, and you've been together for a long time, then that would be your twin flame, because you know for a fact that you're going to keep going back to that same person unconditionally. You're going to have an understanding. You're going to know how to compromise. You're going to know how to talk. They're not going to ever leave your side. Never. Because
yeah,
it's pure, pure unconditional love. They're not going to call you in a month. They're not going to email you. They're not going to, okay, they're going to be there for you. They're not going to play that game that everybody keeps playing. They're going to give their whole time.
I haven't found my twin flame then. I really haven't found my twin flame then, honestly.
But if they're going to play petty games and say that I don't have enough time for you, that's not a twin flame.
No, I don't. I don't think I've met my twin flame. Then I don't think I have one now. I mean, I really don't. Because the level of, like, the level of love is not there on the other side. I mean, I may feel it, but it's not reciprocal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But you will go through trials with your twin soul. You will go through arguments. You will go through fights. You will break up and you will get back together. Then you'll break up and you'll get back together. And you always end up back together, no matter what. That's a twin flame. That's a good description.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to add something to that. Have you been in a lot of different relationships?
I haven't been in a lot of different relationships. I've been in the same relationship for the past, like, I've been in, like, a handful of relationships. I just happened to be in a lot of long relationships. And,
because,
you know,
what I'm getting is that once you meet your twin flame, this will be different than any other relationship that you've had in the past. Like Adrian said, you'll know without a doubt that is that special, you know, person in your life, and you'll feel that, you know, unconditional love, because, you know, it's not just a feeling, but you'll know, you know, through your whole spirit, through your whole, you know, with, you know, you'll just take you by surprise.
Yeah, it's weird,
yeah.
Because I really felt like that when I met this person that I've been in a long relationship for, but the actions and I found out that love is not the same on the other side. You know, it's just weird how you feel that way so strongly about somebody and they don't feel the same way. And then maybe they say it, but it's more of a forced effort, you know, it doesn't flow natural.
The main thing, it has to be on both sides. It can't just be one-sided.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think I haven't found my twin flame. Because it was only one side for the longest time, and now he feels what I felt, and I feel the opposite. I feel more distant.
Yeah.
I don't feel as connected, and he feels
mm-hmm.
connected. And so we're just reversing roles. You know, I'm feeling what he's feeling, and he's feeling what I'm feeling, except the difference is I don't act upon my feelings, you know. I just let it go.
You know, like Adrian was saying, there won't be any mind game playing or any, you know, there won't be any drama or anything like that. All you're going to feel is pure love once you do meet your twin flame.
Yeah, because that's not pure love when it's love
no.
condition.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a guarantee that you're going to meet your twin flame in your life then? Does everybody meet their twin flame?
When you've gone enough through karmic debt, then you will.
Yeah.
When
I think
you feel
I
like
paid
you could,
my karmic debt.
Feel like you've had enough.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like I had enough. I feel like another angle, I feel I feel whole and I'm a happy person. I mean, like, I have a lot of light and love in me and I have beautiful children and I have a beautiful purpose and being here on earth. It's just that, you know, I really want that companionship for some reason. Not like I need it, it's just that I want it. You know, I don't necessarily need it. I just kind of just want it, you know? I just don't know how to put it any other way. My question was going to be, how do you know you have a twin flame? She answered that one. Perfect.
You know, this is going to be interesting. As you were talking and you were saying about, you know, how you feel and how you're preparing yourself and even that you're happy, you know, with your life. Those are the same things that is needed in order to lift your vibration to match the twin flame relationship, you know. The main thing is if you always focusing on negative things, and you're always down and out and thinking, you know, that things just aren't going to work out. Well, that's a lower vibration, so that's the kind of relationship that you're going to match to your energy.
Right now, there's a separation. The relationship that I'm in, we've been separated, not like we've been together, but distance-wise, like the universe has separated us like over an ocean away from each other, and it's not because he's in the military. It's because he left by choice, because he believed that work was more important than anything else. And I kind of don't hold that same to be true. I think our family is more important than anything else. You know? And work can be done wherever that work can be done wherever you want it to be done. You just need to put it out there and it'll happen. You know?
Well, the main thing is we have to put that out there to the universe. See, we don't have any control. The main thing is you have to throw that control away. Everything that comes to us comes from the universe and God. He already has a divine plan for all of us. And you'll meet that special someone at a certain place at a certain time. The main thing is we have to just keep putting out and being gratitude, you know, what we would like, you know, in our lives. And that's, you know, part of manifestation. We just have to manifest that special relationship.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Adrian, do you need to add something to that?
I think we covered everything. You kind of have an idea now what a twin flame is, and it's the hardest part is coming to accept those things that were told to you, because it's a shocker to you, because something new, and it's something to look forward to, and it's something that you're going to experience. And once you do experience it, you will know the difference.
Yeah,
when you're in
it. Thank God, because I mean, I really felt like I never felt this way about anybody. Like, I never loved somebody so much, but it was like more of a egotistical love, I guess. It was what I thought that we were both feeling, or like we both had the same vision, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't reciprocal. It's shifting and changing. Very strange. But thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, have you ever watched a movie called Serendipity?
No.
I highly recommend if you can, you know, get the movie to watch it, and it would give you a better understanding of how the twin flame energy or relationships work. And in the movie, I'll just give you a brief, you know, tell you about the movie and what it was about. It was about a guy and girl who first met, and they started talking and enjoying and being with each other, and, you know, and they were really starting to bond, you know, getting to enjoy each other. Well, it was time for him to leave and for her to leave. And so he wanted her phone number, so he wrote it down. And then the wind blew and he lost the number. Well, he wanted her to give him that number, and she says, no, this is something, you know, that's trying to make it not so easy for us. What we're going to have to do is I'm going to write this number in this book, and I'm taking it to a bookstore, and you're going to have to find that book if you want to, you know, be with him. You know, and what's really something was late. It took a while. You know, he thought a lot about her until finally one day he did find this book through a friend. And he was able to call her, and they were able to meet again. Can you see how the universe plays a big part in, you know, putting the, you know, this couple together?
Yeah, I do. I believe that.
See, there's no coincidences. You know, things happen for a reason, and the reason was to, you know, to have these two meet again and, you know, and bring this relationship together. And so what my guides are telling me is for you to be patient, because your twin flame is coming. And just to, you know, be, enjoy life, be in gratitude, and that time will come.
Awesome. I am so stoked, and I really love this Blog Talk Radio thing. I want to thank you guys. And I just had a really excellent conversation, too, with another great person. And I just want to say thank you guys for putting that out there and giving people the opportunity to call in and get, you know, some illumination and some feedback.
You are so welcome. And we just, you know, send out that energy to you that this will bring you a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, and bring you the kind of, you know, unconditional love that you're looking for. And Adrian,
yeah,
is there something else you want to share?
For now on, I just want you to presence, I invite you to presence your twin flame into your life. And in that part of you that that brings great joy into your life. And if you can find that space, what makes you happy, then that is the source of your twin flame. Because that's what they want for you, just as God wants for all of us. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
And what were you going to say? I'm sorry that, you know, Adrian got in.
I was just going to thank you guys again. And I just had this vision about this healing thing that I want to do, like start a healing center / school / revolutionize the whole care home industry and actually really give back and help people in ways that it's not a cattle call and people are getting touched and set right and loved a little bit more than they are now. So that's kind of my goal in life and what keeps me going and makes me feel like maybe I don't even have a twin flame. Like maybe it's just my kids and my ambition and a vision. So does everybody have a twin flame, yes or no?
I do believe everyone does.
Okay.
There is not one human soul on earth that don't have a twin flame.
Can I share another little story with you, how I met my wife?
Sure, I would love to.
Okay, I just turned 21 years old, and I just got out of the military. And, you know, I was going through some spiritual experiences in my life, and I kept getting dreams and visions, you know, of, you know, who I was going to meet, you know, after I got out of the military. But anyway, it was only like 3 months after I got out, I was with my cousin one day, and we were out cruising, you know, in the car. Back then, you know, there wasn't a whole lot to do, so you just go for a ride. And every town has it. Our town, it was called State Street. We were just going up and down State Street one day. And my cousin told me, hey, Roy, look over at her. There's a girl smiling at you. I said, what? And she waved back. right at that instant, when I saw her, this is no lie, I felt like a bolt of electricity hit from the top of my head down to the tips of my toes. And I'd met other girls before, but I'd never had one do that to me. But anyway, I told my cousin, I need to meet this girl. Something tells me I need to meet this girl. So we followed their car, you know, and I was able to talk to her. And we went to a nightclub that night. And she gave me her phone number, but I didn't have a piece of paper to write it on. And I thought, well, I might forget that number if she gives it to me, and if I try to just memorize it, I might forget it. Well, anyway, I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. I wrote it on my inside of my windshield on my car, and I could see the number there. You know how you could write on glass, and they'll leave a image, you know, on the glass? Well, that's what mm-hmm. I saw, you know, on the car. Next morning, I got up. I could not find that number to save my life. And I thought, wow, I guess I'll never see her again. 2 weeks later, I was driving, and the sun, somehow it was, you know, hitting the windshield at a certain angle, and that number came across my windshield. And I wrote down the number, called her. We started dating. 3 months later, we were married. 41 years. We did turn 41 years of marriage in March of last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That really is beautiful.
I mean, it's, you know, how can you explain that? It's unexplainable. But when, you know, the universe and God wants to put you together, you know, it will happen. And this is without a doubt. We do not have no control.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
you
that.
You are so welcome.
Much.
You are so welcome.
God bless you guys.
You too.
Thank you. And again, we want to let you and all our callers and listeners out there is to mean, you know, don't give up on your dreams. You know, don't give up on your hopes. You know, live every day as if it was your last day, and then enjoy life, you know, for what it really is. Because right now, a lot of people are down and out, and a lot of it has to do, if you don't like something, just change it. And the way you change it is by think a different way.
Change your perception.
You know, there's nothing that can't be, that you can't come up with a solution.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
You
again.
Are so
thank
welcome.
You so much.
Again, we thank you for joining us and letting us share with you our experiences, and you know, and we send you a lot of unconditional love and hope that you can find that love in your life.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
I have 4 kids, so I have a lot of love there.
Yeah. They are
you
your
so
strength.
Much.
Remember, they came here for a reason, and that was to give you strength.
That is true. That is true. So thank you.
Yeah.
Again, thank you very much. And I'm sending a big ball of big, warm, purple heart of energy to you guys. I hope you feel it.
Thank you. We feel that.
All right.
Thank you for sharing. And Nathan, is there any more callers on the line?
Yes, there's a lot more.
Okay, we're going to go ahead with our next caller now.
From the 716 area, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Audrey. I'm calling from New York.
Audrey, and we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
I just wanted to see where my relationship is going with my boyfriend, Sean.
Okay, and how long has this relationship, how long have you been in this relationship?
For 3 years. He keeps coming to me, so I just want to see where it's headed. He was here today, so.
Is he with you every day?
Every week, yes. Not every,
day.
Every week, because he works every day.
Yeah, and he has to travel or what to get to you?
Oh, yeah, and he travels with his job, so. But I do see him on the weekend.
Okay. And does he call you every day?
When he can, because
he
does go out of town.
Okay. Hey, Adrian, now, where do you see this relationship in your charts?
Well, I'm not going to go by my charts tonight.
Okay.
I'm just going to go off by the feeling.
Okay.
And the feeling that I get from this relationship is that there needs to be more time invested.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that if you feel like you're investing more time into it and he's not, then there needs to be some readjustment. But it don't have to be an everyday thing, but there has to be some energy that is put into it. More into
right.
it, like more initiative. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
A relationship is like a job.
Oh, tell me about it.
When you put your time and energy into it and your commitment, then you know that someone is really serious and somebody who's not serious. Because a job ain't going to call you, I guarantee that.
And that's interesting that you bring that up, Adrian. Have you ever heard the saying, you don't fall into love, you work into love? And, you know, and that's very important that, you know, it has to go both ways. You know, like Adrian said, if you're putting out more energy than he is, and there's got to be some kind of balance there. You know, he has to make the same kind of efforts for you also. And it
right.
shouldn't be something that is hard for him. It's something that he wants to do.
Well, he always comes to me, so, you know, I don't go to him.
Great. And that's the way it should be.
Yep.
And do you feel this is your twin flame?
Oh, yeah, he's always been my twin flame. You know, there's always been that connection. That's why I just wanted to see if you could pick up on anything to see where
mm-hmm.
it was headed.
And that's interesting because, you know, like we talked to the last caller, you'll know without a doubt if that's your twin flame.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's why I asked, you know, that this is your twin flame. You know, you answered yes, you know, and that's without a doubt.
Yeah.
If there was doubt, then you would, you know, you would have said, well, I'm not sure. You know, and that has to be that way. Yeah.
That means there's doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. And where do you see this relationship going?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, marriage.
Okay. Have you talked about it yet?
No, not yet, but I see him, you know, talking about it probably in September.
Wonderful.
So I just thought maybe you could, you know, give me some insight maybe.
Adrian, what are you getting?
I definitely see marriage. I do see a lot of time and energy invested into your relationship. And I see more and more as it to come when you both feel comfortable with it. Sometimes it takes time for people to feel comfortable with those kind of changes because they're big steps and they're big changes. And they're going through their own transformations, and they may be going a lot slower than yours. You might be at a higher percentage than he is.
Yeah,
because you have fully awakened, where he hasn't reached to your level yet.
Right.
Of consciousness. So that, to me, that can take some time. But it's not exactly something that to just give up on, because it's coming.
Okay.
And we're transforming every day. Every day is a new day.
Right, absolutely.
And what sign are you, and what sign is he?
I'm a Pisces, and he's a Cancer.
So you're both water.
Yes.
And he goes into a shell. You have to break him out of his shell.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, he's just coming out of his shell. He's very comfortable right now.
Great.
Good. It's right where he wants to be.
Yeah. He's getting very, very comfortable. So, and it took
so
a long time.
So there's a lot of emotion between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. And it took a long time to get there. It's like, oh, my God. God, how much longer, you know?
Well, the one thing is he could, you know, he has to have a lot of trust in you. If not, then that's when he goes back into his shell. And I'm sure that's something that he experienced in his past relationships also.
Yeah, a lot of broken trust.
Yeah.
You've heard the saying that your true friends will never force you to do something that is against your will or things that you don't want to do.
Yes.
And a true friend will always stick by your side. That's a twin flame.
Yeah.
And when you love somebody enough, you will not force them against their will to do anything.
Right.
You know, and when there's that condition, then it's not unconditional love. That's the difference.
And what I'm getting also that you're giving him a lot of free space.
Yeah. Yeah, I
him,
do.
Yeah. Him to come to you.
Yeah, you can't push. You got to give someone a lot of space. You know, you can't push. You got to give them enough space for them to heal and do what they got to do,
push.
Transformation, whatever.
You can't push and you can't force.
Right.
No.
I mean, there are some days I want to give up and just run away, but I can't
natural.
Do that, you know. What's that?
That's natural.
Is it? Because sometimes I wonder if it is or not.
It is. That's part of trials and tribulations I was talking about.
Because I'm like, I want to give up. I can't take this no more. And then other days I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Yep. That's natural. But everything you're experiencing is the awakening.
Like an up and down thing. It's like
it's
makes
a roller
you crazy
coaster.
Sometimes.
Yep. That's the same thing I experienced with my twin flame before she passed away. But it was a transformation that she had to go through. Not me. It was her. And I had to take her place. She was gone. But when you look at it in a different perspective, instead of beating yourself up over it, you'll see a whole different reality in a whole different
world.
And
I've been tested, too. I've been tested, like, a couple times.
You will be. Mm-hmm. Stronger. Because now the dark side knows that you know. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And once you awaken, you're going to know.
I don't like being tested.
Shoot,
but I, you know, you come out, like you said, you come out stronger when you're tested.
You do. You your testimony gets stronger.
So, and I'm tested a lot. It seems like I'm tested a lot lately, but.
It's like I asked my dad, I said, what do we do now that we've done this exorcism or we've done this healing work or whatever? What do we do now? I'm scared. What do we do? Oh, this is a test. That's the first thing that came through my mentor's mouth. This is a test. A test of your faith right now in your life.
Right.
And it's a big, you know, and if you look at it with your twin flame, the same approach. It's just a test that you're going through.
I'm test on my faith, my loyalty, my trust, everything.
Mhm. Yep. Now you don't, you're not the type of person that lowers yourself down to that level of energy, because then you feel dirty, right? You look back
right.
And you're like, oh, I feel unclean, I feel dirty, you know.
Right.
So that's kind of where forgiveness comes in. This is where the cross comes in. You know, where we have to take that sacrifice to forgive ourselves and give it back to God, because that's why he died on the cross, you know.
Right.
And we have to remember that's why the Creator died on the cross, you know.
Absolutely.
That he made that sacrifice, you know. We're making
that
same sacrifice.
That's where I am in my life. And I don't know as far as where he is, as far as Sean is in his life, but I'm hoping that he gets there.
He will in his own time. But like you said, you can't push him. He'll go through his own ups and downs, his own trials, his own tests, and then he has to choose. This is where the love and free agency comes in, is to choose. And you have to be there to support him in his choices.
Okay.
You can't force or change. You can't. You can't do it.
No, I tried that in my lifetime. It doesn't work. That's why I give the space.
Mm-hmm. Just give them enough space so that they can make their own choices and take responsibility for their own actions and take responsibility of their own drama. Take responsibility of your own, but yet guide them and help them towards the light as much as you can. Send them a lot of light.
Okay.
You know, it's either you can send them a lot of darkness or you can send them a lot of light, and I don't think you'd want to send them more darkness that you already have.
Oh, no.
And a lot of people do that unconsciously because they're so angry inside that, and it's unhealthy. It's an unhealthy lifestyle to live, to feel that anger. You know, it's like my friend was telling me, why do you feel so much anger inside? Why not go out and enjoy life, you know? And if you're not crippled up in a wheelchair, I mean, there's so much you can do with yourself, you know?
Right.
Why soak in sorrow every day? Why do that to yourself, you know? Why punish yourself?
I absolutely agree.
And life can be a lot worse. It can be. It can be for everybody, you know. Anything could be worse, but you know, you don't look at the worst. You look at you know, what have I accomplished, you know.
Right, and the better days ahead.
Mm-hmm. And every day is a new day. Every day is changing. The energy is shifting, you know.
Well, when I do have a bad week, he's always there for me anyways. When I do cry, you know, I have a shoulder to cry on. It's always his.
See, and I had the same thing. Every day I could look forward to see my twin flame, and it was like, it was beautiful. Every moment. And even, you know, when I would tell people, like, they would call me up and they say, well, at least you could see yours. I can't even see mine. And now I don't even see mine anymore. See how fast things could change?
Right.
But I could still feel it. I could still, it's like being blind. It's like you can't see it, but you can feel it. Like you go with your senses, your feelings, you know?
Oh,
that's why,
yes,
God
I
gave
understand
us
that.
So, kind of, if you were to imagine that you were blind, you know, you don't have to see it, but you could feel it.
Absolutely, because I sense and feel things every day that, you know,
mm-hmm.
aren't around.
That's why God gave us senses. And that's why the blind man couldn't find Jesus, but when he did find Jesus, when he went to go look for him, he found him, you know, and he wanted to thank him, you know, that he was healed, that we can heal ourselves, but we got to have faith, you know.
Yeah, we do have to have faith. That, I believe. Oh.
We're walking around like we're blinded, you know, that we're the blind man, you know, and if you look at that scripture, it's like, that's a powerful saying, you know, if you think about it, because that's what we're experiencing, is the darkness, you know.
Yes, and so many people don't see that.
No, they don't, because they're blinded by their ego. You know, they
and
don't want to
see it. They walk in darkness every day.
Mm-hmm. Sadness, darkness, blindness, ego, you know, everything. Everything the dark side has to offer, but the things that God has to offer for us is unconditional love, you know. Yeah, sure, we can be offered millions of dollars, but that ain't going to make us happy. That's only
That's
temporary.
That's why I
got
to start praying,
you know,
for him, because I think he's blinded yet and still walking in some kind of darkness. So I just have to keep on sending him light and, you know, pray for him.
Mm-hmm. He still has the blindfold on. He can't see.
No.
You know what? I just wanted to share something. Me and Agent, you know, talked about this before. And what it is we learn that, see, you're a wayseer. And in order to learn the way, and this is part of the Tao, you know, this is part of universal energy, that you have connected to that higher source of energy, and that's why you're able to see past the grid, you know, the matrix. What's happened to him is that he's still part of that. And you're helping him. See, in any twin relationship, there's always one that has more strength than the other. And you're helping him to see the way. You know, help him get into a higher vibration.
I'm trying to. See, he thinks he's got that strength, you know, that's his ego. He thinks he's, like,
yeah.
the dominant
And he has
the dominant
to get rid
one.
Of that. He has to get rid of that ego. That ego has to die.
Yeah, and he thinks
yeah.
he's the dominator, you know, and I just, I don't know. I just got to pray, I guess.
Yeah, he has to make the choice to turn to God. You can't do that for him.
Mm-hmm. But all you can mainly do is keep sending him unconditional love.
He has to be able to strength to get down on his knees and and forgive himself of his past, you know. That's a hard thing for people to do. That's a really hard thing for people to do, to feel that love, you know.
And that's what's holding them back. And I don't know, sometimes I just want to give up. I don't know what to do anymore.
See, a lot of it is a lot of people don't want to let go of the material world. They don't want to let go of the past, you know, of the of pain, you know, that they felt, and, you know, whether it be relationships or even in the family or things that they were programmed when they were young to believe. And we have to let go of all of that and
yes,
give it, you know, give it to God.
Yeah, if not,
yeah,
we'll
and I've gone through that already. You know, I've let go of all that stuff. And he's still suffering.
Yeah.
And
this is going to be interesting because me and Adrian both heard the same, you know, that Jesus said. He goes, I never said that it would be easy. I just said that it would be worth it.
But I know that God brought him in my life for a reason because it's been going for four. This will be the fourth year, and there's a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a reason for everything.
There's a reason, a season, and a lifetime.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why we have different seasons.
Yeah.
Because for every season, there's a season.
Yeah.
You know?
And
we have reasons
to struggle.
Why we do different things, you know.
The main thing is you can't give up. Once you give up, then that's when the dark side wins.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's
he would
when
be open hearted, and I can't do that to him either.
No.
You're either a winner. Or you're a loser in life. That's a choice.
Yeah.
Right.
And I hate
and
to
I'm,
see him
I'm
go down this path.
When
right.
I was in the military, we had a saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Right. I've heard that before.
And you're one of the tough.
Yeah, I am. I've always been a fighter, a survivor. And
yeah.
That was the difference between me and my twin flame is that they realized that I was the toughest and they were the they were the weakest.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't look at it that way. I wouldn't look at it that way. I wouldn't what I've been through. But it is because I'm spiritually strong in my faith.
Right.
And I tell her, you know, when I was 16 years old, when I first did my first exorcism, that was really hard for me.
Oh, yeah. Some people would never experience that in a whole lifetime.
They wouldn't survive it.
And they wouldn't survive it. But, you know, we're out of time now.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, that we're all... We have to have our faith and trust. And, you know, again, we want to thank you for joining us and allowing us to share this information with you. And we wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. And thank you for
God
this message.
You.
It was meant to
You're
be.
Welcome. And we need to move on to our next caller now.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. All right, Oliver from the 956 area, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
Okay. This is Tony. How are you, Adrian?
We welcome you to our show, Tony, and how can we help you?
Excuse me, I'm coughing. I have a question. I had done reading with you before. I wanted to see what you could tell me as far as me, marriage in the near future, sometime this year or next year. What do you see for me coming up?
Okay. Hey, then, what do you get in with your cards?
Did you want to pull a shadow card?
Nathan,
are
you
there? Can you hear me?
Did you lose him?
Hello.
Hello.
Did you lose him or?